You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, also at Locked On Brewers, the show handle, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers. Tough one in Cincinnati to open up this crucial 8-game finish, now 7 games. As the Brewers fall after a 1-0 lead, which is always a bit precarious, the 1-0 lead into the late innings, and Eugenio Suarez once again topples the crew. That guy has just owned Milwaukee for years, it seems like. The nemesis. So it was a tough one. Brewers just could not get the offense going. Had a chance then the next half inning and blew it. And it wasn't good. So the Brewers lose. They are a game back of the playoffs still. Everybody else lost except for Cincinnati that the Brewers needed to lose. So it was a good night from that perspective. But the Brewers also lost, so not a good night. And we'll get into all of that. Talk about tonight's matchup as the Brewers need to rebound and get a game here, at least a game in Cincinnati. Because the Reds, remember, have a difficult schedule after the Brewers. So it's not like they're going to play a patsy. They've got Minnesota to finish up in a 3-game series at Target Field. And Twins are going to be playing hard in that series because they want good playoff positioning. They want a chance to take the division over the White Sox. They're only a couple games back. So also hold off Cleveland, who's just a couple games back of the Twins. So the Twins are going to need to play well, and that'll be the deal there. So just FYI, Cincinnati's got it tough going forward. Brewers need to just survive the series at the least. I mean, it'd be great if they could win the next two, but they need to survive the series at the very least. Can't get swept. There, I said it. I said the S word. Maybe that wasn't good. Maybe it's good that I say it, because when I say it, it doesn't happen. So you can't get swept. You have to figure out a way to at least take a game in the series and then move on to St. Louis. Critical, of course, series to finish the season where you're still in it, but you know, it would help, obviously, to rebound and get a win tonight. We'll get into it. But first, here's three up, three down.
Three up, three down.
Well, we start with the ups last night, which, you know, Brandon Woodruff pitched well. I mean, again, it's tough because these losses that he's endured, the Brewers have endured when he's pitched, they're a little bit his fault. He's got some blame in them, but certainly not all his fault. He just has not had a lot of run support. At all. His record could be a lot better. His you know, club outings when he pitches could be a lot better. He could also be better, though, you know, because you're asking a lot of him to be the ace. He's not there yet. You know, Corbin Burnes has sort of come up and become the ace of the staff here this year anyway. And Woodruff has a chance to do it, but he just can't quite figure out a way to get through those middle innings. Same thing happened last night, but we're only talking about giving up 2 runs in 6 innings, 5 2/3. 5 2/3, 2 runs. You know, so his line was good, and he did pitch well. I mean, you just can't hang the loss on him. I'm not buying that. I don't think anybody does. You know, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 9. I mean, again, good outing, except for that 100th pitch. You know, that was tough. So I'll give him an up for the outing, but again, it'd be nice to see the club win some of these games that he starts. Second up, Jed Jerko for hitting a home run. Jed Jerko for having a good season for the Brewers. You know, Jerko at 274 average. Had the home run last night to give the crew the lead in the fifth before Cincinnati struck in the bottom of the sixth. And it was good. And he's had, again, a good season. And so it's nice to see. And I think he's got a club option. Hopefully the Brewers pick that up because he seems to be worth it. He's the one kind of, you know, pickup off the scrap heap, if you will, that has panned out for the Brewers, for sure. Third up, Jace Peterson, just because it was the only other offense the Brewers got. Peterson hit a home run in the ninth inning to make it a 6-3 ball game. It was 6-1 at that point, and hits the home run in the ninth after Cincinnati had had a 4-run eighth inning to put the game out of reach. So I knew that once the Reds scored 4 and it was from 2-1 to 6-1, you knew the Brewers would score some runs in the ninth. You just kind of had that feeling like, yeah, they're probably going to score some runs and, you know, make the pain a little more, right? There was no way they were going to score 5 runs to tie, but get a couple runs and hey, instead of winning 3-2, you lose 6-3. Look, I know the game would have panned out differently and played out differently had it been a 2-1 game going to the ninth, but still, I'll give it up to Jace Peterson, who had a home run. That was nice to see. You know, any offense is nice to see. The Downs, second and third, one out in the seventh. Ooh, that one hurt. You know, the Brewers had just given up the lead. It was 2-1, and then all of a sudden a double puts runners at second and third. Double, by the way, by Jace Peterson. So good for him having a 2-hit and 2 extra base hit night. It puts runners at second and third with one out. And you're thinking, great, here we go. And I was dumb enough to have that positive thought because I forgot the Brewers offense showed up then. Orlando Arcia strikes out on a good pitch. I mean, it was a pretty nasty pitch by Castillo, who I think that was that the last guy. Yeah, last batter he faced was Arcia. Struck him out on a pretty nasty slider that dove out of the strike zone. And Arcia tried to make contact but couldn't do it. So he strikes out, and then the inning ends with Taylor pinch hitting Tyrone Taylor, and he hit a fly ball out to left field. That was it, and the Brewers could not score a run, not even push across the tying run. Continue to struggle with the runner at third, less than two outs to even put the ball in play. That's where, as much as strikeouts are not as bad in today's game as they used to be, that situation right there is where they're always devastating. Strikeouts are terrible in that situation because you can't score a run from third with less than two outs. And, you know, it can burn the Brewers a lot this year. They've just been bad at doing that. And it stings them last night because it's a whole different ballgame if they at least push across a tying run. Then you have different guys coming in from the bullpen instead of Drew Rasmussen. Second down, Woodruff's 100th pitch. You know, he had battled. He had a runner at second at the double in the sixth inning. And then he gets Joey Votto. The runner moves to third on a wild pitch, but he gets Joey Votto to ground to Keston here on a drawn in infield after a big battle with Votto. And then he's battling Suarez, and it's going well. He's ahead in the count and, you know, throwing him some tough pitches, but he puts a fastball out over the plate, and Suarez hit it a mile. I mean, that ball was hammered. And he stings the Brewers again, and that was the last pitch of the game for Brandon Woodruff. So definitely his worst pitch, the 100th pitch. Too bad. Drew Rasmussen also the third down, allowing 4 in the red eighth to put the game out of reach. You know, you want to give yourself a chance. The second and third with one out in the seventh is killer, but you still want to give yourself a chance on the ninth. Again, it turned out the Brewers scored a couple of runs. Again, it would have been a different situation if it's only a 2-1 game. But still, you know, Drew Rasmussen coming in couldn't get the job done. Maybe it's valuable for him to get some clutch innings in playoff time. Maybe he'll learn from this experience. He's very young, and the Brewers probably look at him as a key reliever going forward in their, you know, with their future. But that was not a good experience for him last night. Hopefully, he'll learn from it. So that's 3 up, 3 down, and just amazing. The Brewers just can't get over 500, including opening day when they were 0-0. This was their 8th opportunity to get over 500. They've blown all 8. They can't do it. And last time coming way back when they were 11-11, so it's been a long time. But early in the season and now, you know, late in the season, hopefully they get another chance. Hopefully they get back to 500 tonight and have another opportunity in Game 3 against the Reds. And hopefully at some point they do it. Now, maybe they never have to. Maybe 500 is enough to get them into the playoffs. You know, it could be. It very well could be. I have thought it would be for a long time. Now it looks like, you know, it could go either way, much like 500. It could go either way. And so we'll see. So, you know, the good news again is that other teams lost last night. The Phillies lost. The Giants lost. You know, did the Marlins lose even? The Cardinals lost. So a lot of teams lost. The Brewers are still right in it, just a game back of a playoff spot. And again, they're playing the teams in front of them. You know, they've got every opportunity. The Reds are a team in front of them. They still have 2 games left of the Reds, albeit against tough pitchers here. And they're really going to have to pull one of these out. They're going to have to figure out a way. I mean, preferably two, but definitely one. And they couldn't do it last night, so they're behind the eight ball a little bit. So rough loss. We'll talk about tonight's matchup and what's entailed for the Brewers, or what's in store for the Brewers. That's coming up next. Your Lockdown Brewers. I've been telling you about Indeed. It's the spot. Tell you what, you're looking for a job, site to post your jobs, need employees. Indeed.com, the number one job site in the world, because Indeed gets you the best people and fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment of flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. So right now, Indeed offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offer is valid through September 30th. RockAuto.com, place to go if you need some car parts and valuable. You know that the auto parts store, never an easy place. It just doesn't seem like, because there's so much to take in there, and you never know exactly what you're asking for. At least if you're not a car guy like me, not a car guy. So to RockAuto.com. From the safety of my own home, I can go and kind of peruse, browse, see what parts I need. Also, they're not going to give me a different deal than they give actual car professionals and manufacturers, all the same price for everybody. That's a good deal. If you're at Locked On, write Locked On and How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you at rockauto.com. That's key. But again, their catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and prices that you prefer. And they're family owned. They've been serving online customers for 20 years. rockauto.com. You can shop for all the auto body parts and from hundreds of different manufacturers. No preferences here, as some auto parts stores will have. So again, go to rockauto.com, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. It's rockauto.com. So we got Reds and Brewers tonight. The Brewers now game back of everything. But again, it's just they're in ninth place. Eight get in. Brewers are in ninth place. So a chance to, you know, to still make some noise here. They had a four-game winning streak snapped. You know, it's okay in the grand scheme as long as you can rebound. 26-27. Phillies are 27-27. Reds are now 28-27. So, again, the Brewers game back here. St. Louis 26-25. You know, so Miami 28-26, all those teams are in the mix here for the Brewers to try and catch. And it's really, you know, what those, what did I say, five teams, six teams. I mean, it's a tight bunch, and anything could happen in the standings of the National League after the fourth place Cubs here. Cubs seem to have a pretty well locked up on fourth or third. They're tied with Atlanta right now. Dodgers and San Diego, far and away the best teams. And then you go through the next four and six teams battling for four spots. And the Brewers are in the mix there. And everybody's really tight. So it could go right down to the wire. What you can't have, of course, is a losing streak here. Brewers have to figure out a way to at least get a game in the series. Preferably tonight. Take the pressure off a little bit. Brett Anderson is going to go for the crew. 3-3 is ERA, 4.38. Last time out, six innings, two runs against St. Louis. That's exactly what you need tonight. You know, and again, I know that that's what Brandon Woodruff gave you last night and you still lost. But clearly, you know, you need some offense to come through. The reason the Brewers got back to 500 after they were down four games under 500 was because their offense was getting the job done. No coincidence last night they don't score four or five runs the way they have been, you know, game in and game out in the last week or so, and they lose. They're going to have to get back to doing that against a tough customer. You know, Brewers are going to have to go against Sonny Gray. And he's been very good. 5-3, ERA 3.94. He did have a little stint on the DL. He's just coming off of, he skipped a start. Last outing, the 10th of September against the Cubs, he only went 3 1/3 and allowed five earned runs. outing before that, he allowed 6 earned runs in just 2/3 of an inning against St. Louis. So injury might have been a factor there in those 2 starts, and he took a turn off. He skipped a spot in the rotation. He's coming back off the DL tonight to face the Brewers. He's got the devastating curve. He has really pitched well against them before. They'll have their work cut out for him to try and scratch out some runs. Going to have to do it, you know. Going to have to figure out a way to get to Sonny Gray. And that's the deal. So that's what's happening tonight. And you just, again, you can't expect more of Brett Anderson than just, you know, 5-6 innings here, 2-3 runs. That's what you have to expect out of him. And that's, if he disappoints there, then that's a disappointment. But if he delivers that to you, then you can't fault him if the Brewers can't score some runs. That's really the story of tonight. You know, that's what you need from him, and you need the offense to come through and get 4 runs on the board. You know, that's kind of the magic number. Now, you know, again, hopefully the pitching holds up, but get 4 runs on the board, get the ball to your bullpen. You know, Hader and Devin Williams are rested and ready to go tonight. Hopefully they see the field in the 7th, 8th, 9th innings. Hopefully that's the case. So we'll talk about it all tomorrow and continue in this final week, this final stretch of the season. Disappointment last night, but hopefully some more excitement is on the way here for the Brewers as we see if they can get over the hump and make the playoffs. Get over the 500 hump as well. If they can do that, I'm sure that they'll be in. But it's just something they have not been able to do this year, amazingly. 0-for-8 when they try to get over 500. That's an amazing stat. So we'll talk to you again tomorrow when we deliver your daily Brewers fix. Looking forward to it. You can always find us on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, also at Lockdown Brewers, and Facebook.com/Lockdown Brewers. Give us a follow. I'm Ben Larson. Talk to you again tomorrow, like I said, when we deliver that daily Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.